The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, planet people, this is Kev Energy. On the show, heaps more energy, where solar is made simple. This show has been brought to you by Heaps More Energy New Zealand for solar monitoring services. The show is predicated on the responsibilities and rights inherent in us all to take part in the conversation and not just talk the talk, but walk the walk. Well, Planet Protectors, as part of the inaugural festival from the Nelson Tasman Climate Forum, we have some breaking news which is momentous in many ways, because so often councils are berated for their lack of action, inaction, and or simply no attention to detail as far as climate change goes. So for those who take the trouble of reading in the newsline, the headline act is that TDC are putting in 10 solar systems to boost resilience at Tasman climate facilities. And I'm referring to the report set out by the Tasman Climate Response and Resilience Strategy Committee in their September report. So it's absolutely official. And in June 2025, the TDC signed a co-funding agreement with the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Authority, we'll refer to that as EECA, and the Community Resilience Program. The agreement will see solar panels and battery storage installed on no less than 10 key community facilities across the Tasman district by mid-2026. Now, this is monumental in its take-up, and also the fact that TDC is wholly focused on being a climate change mitigator. I'm going to refer to a council next door to us who at this stage does not have one solar site in mitigation of climate change. I presented at both forums of both councils, and it's an absolute a tragedy that Nelson City Council is not doing it and taking it up at a greater rate, even if at all. Apparently Elmer Turner Library might be the start, but TDC is romping ahead at a great rate of knots. So 10 community facilities across Tasman District Council will soon be equipped with solar panels and battery storage facilities, following confirmation of the co-funding agreement I mentioned just a second ago. It's an $825,000 initiative, of which $660,000 comes from EECA. These facilities to provide essential services during emergencies when the electricity grid may be compromised. Now, we don't know when that's going to happen, but the very fact that TDC is putting this in place and committing $165,000 with their partners is monumental, and the drum roll should be ringing right throughout the district. For the record, my company, my consultancy, has been involved in putting together the initial start of this, where we specialise in showcasing the solar initiatives that TDC have put together. So if you jump on to tdc.gov.nz right now and go search our solar generation in the search bar, up and come will be the particular, there's the TDC, there's Motueka Library, Richmond Library, Takaka, Brightwater Treatment Plant, TDC HQ, and Port Tarakoe has yet to be put up in lights. So following that, there will be the footprint is for the other 10 new sites to be put on as well, so that everyone can see that we in TDC and our rates are working in our advantage, so we can see how many homes are being powered by solar. And as a measure, and this is going to be translated into the practical effects of reducing the costs of the particular 10 sites envisioned, predominantly sites which are going to be in conjunction with the largest recreational centres and community halls, as well as the Te Wahine Marae in Motueka and the Tautua Marae in Golden Bay. The council partnered with both Marae in the funding application, recognising their central role as community hubs in the times of need. So the River Rain event, has this always, every cloud has a silver lining, and particularly in this case, it's a solar lining. So congratulations, TDC. Rates at work, and it's going to reduce the costs of running these individual centres. The Motueka Library is absolutely cash flow positive. I monitor that regularly. I have the data. I can prove it. TDC are doing the right thing. These solar and battery systems are a practical investment in resilience. So it's not being a pretty picture, it's a resilience factor. They will help ensure our community hubs can continue operating and helping residents during storms and other severe weather events or extended power outages, which we don't know the size or volume of, whilst also reducing day-to-day operating costs and emissions. For instance, the Motueka Library has got a back-to-back off-grid power system sitting on the roof, of which nearly 170 panels are involved, and that is an off-grid system feeding into the network, so if the grid does go down, that centre is fully operational, and it'll happen as long as the sun's shining. That blackout power system is going to work a treat. For the record, I'm completely solarized at my house, and we have a blackout battery system operational. And if you lost power on Saturday at about 2 o'clock, that lightning strike hit, took out Mott, but we had our power on. We had our internet on. We can boil a cup of tea, and when the sun comes back out again, the batteries would recharge, and if the power was still out, we'd have power. So congratulations to TDC. The practical effects are out there, and every one of those 10 sites that have got battery backup will have the ability to use the sun power, which is a fixed cost to council, not an increasing cost. The project is part of a nationwide program administered by EECA under the Community Renewable Energy Fund, which supports renewable energy systems to strengthen community resilience. This investment also aligns with TDC Climate Action Plan. The project reflects lessons gleaned from the recent weather events, including those in June and July 2025. Now, it doesn't get any better than that. Within 4 months of that, the council has redirected its priorities to get this action plan underway. Extended power cuts place real pressure on community facilities. You only have to have that happen when you don't have a battery backup to naturally know what it's like, but it could last for quite a while. With climate change being such a hot topic, excuse the pun, along the way, we don't know what the summer's going to bring, and the river rain events are out there. A certain person in the US, DT, I refer to him as Delirium Tremens, supposed to be the greatest hoax of all time. Well, look in the mirror, Mr. Trump, you're the greatest hoax of all time. The project that we have with TDC reflects lessons gleaned from recent weather events, as I mentioned. So with solar and battery backup, these hubs, as in Reed civil defence hubs and community facilities, will be better prepared to provide shelter, coordination and support when our residents need it most. Installation of the systems will begin later this year, once all 10 sites are finalised, and they'll be expected to be operational by June 2026. So as and when they come on, our solar generation network that I put together with the council under the solar analytics power of solar aggregation will show that these sites will be coming on. And just like in the Cairns City Council in Australia, there's over 20 sites that are fully solarised. So TDC, congratulations. You've gone the whole nine yards. You've gone the extra country mile. And we're going to see that resilience build up. Some of the other quick ones, other energy efficiency announcements out of the TDC quarterly climate change update, is that the warmer, healthier homes that Te Tahu E Charitable Trust continues to retrofit insulation into eligible homes. In 2024-25, 78 Tasman homes benefited and I'm one of those. We had, for $500, we paid out of the $5,000 total. We now have a home that is gets warmer quicker, stays warmer longer, and I've again reduced the cost of my energy output. We're totally carbon neutral, and now with the warmer house, we're enjoying the benefits of this program. All you have to do is get onto TDC, and particularly in Motueka, we're in a zone where that contribution does apply, which is 90% paid for by the warmer, healthier homes scenario. Iona Dubinik, who is the warmer person, homes, she has had her home done as well. She wouldn't mind me saying that on air. And certainly go for it. It's certainly worthwhile. And a further six homes were insulated in July 2025, So just for the record, solar panels have been installed on the new Port Tarukawa building and are now operational. We're just working through the finer points of putting it up on the showcasing website. So, Planet People, with the festival coming up, this is an absolute beautiful coming together of all the climate effects. Get onto the Nelson Tasman Climate Forum. Go to the events. There's over 30 events that are going to be publicised. I'm presenting at two, namely the Elmer Turner Library on the 18th at just around about 11 o'clock, and similarly at Tasman District Council Motueka Library on Saturday the 25th. But there are a whole host of items, and there's movies, there's shows, there's composting workshops. It has to be probably the biggest thing in the country since sliced bread. So, Planet People, get on to the Newsline, read all about it, get on to the Tasman District Council and see solar in action. And we look forward to seeing you at any one of the 30 events that are going to showcase the festival that Top of the South is going to be famous for. You keep going. I'm going to keep going on my bike. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. So I'll leave you now with a wonderful song by Anna Van Reel and Katie Herbst, and it's called Waste Free Wonder, all over YouTube as well. Enjoy.
World, 'cause it's not gonna clean itself. You can't. need to help, help to make a waste-free world, waste-free wonder.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.